please tell me a story about an experience you've had with coyotes in Vermont.
A couple months ago, during quarantine, during a restless night, I had my window open and I was staring wistfully out of it, and I could hear the howls of some coyotes, and I was like, that's probably some coyotes. I didn't see them, but I wasn't sure. So I wasn't sure they were coyotes, but I didn't think they were dogs. And they, you know, there were some howls. And that's my most recent coyote memory. I heard them outside my window.
And can you explain why that story was meaningful to you?
It was just a nice moment. I love being awake when I'm the only one awake in the house at night. The coyotes, they really broke the silence in a way that made me realize I was not alone and one with nature, and it brought me some solace at a dark hour in quarantine. I don't know. They've never really bothered me, but yeah.
Now let's talk about coyotes more generally. Can you rank your experience of coyotes in Vermont on a scale of 1 to 10? With 1 being negative and 10 being positive?
I've never been face-to-face with a Vermont coyote, I don't think. I mostly just hear them at night around the property. They stayed out of my way. I stay out of theirs. So I'll give them, like, an 8.
And can you explain why you ranked your experience that way?
Not really. When I woke up this morning, I didn't expect to rank my coyote Vermont experiences. but I would say that, you know, I'm pretty satisfied with them. So, you know, I give them an 8 because that's a good score. That's a B. But they don't have like a 9 or a 10 because they're not actively working to improve my life, you know. They don't go above and beyond, but they meet the standard. Would this be standards based? I would give coyotes a 3, I would say. Meet the standard, does not exceed. Yeah.
We're almost done. I just have a few quick background questions for you now. Think back to the coyote story that you shared. Can you tell me where it took place?
It took place in my bedroom, where I spent a lot of my time in quarantine, just sitting at my desk, staring out my window, just listening to what's going on. Normally I hear birds and stuff when I sit there, but I don't know, I just like listening to nature, and coyotes were a nice break in what were the usual sounds that I hear outside my window. Yeah.
And can you tell me what year your coyote story took place in?
2020.
What kinds of things do you do outside, for work or for recreation?
Oh boy. For work, I suppose my job this summer was supposed to be as a staff member at a boys tripping summer camp. So I'm a licensed outdoor professional, as you could say, and so I lead young boys between the ages of 13 and 15 on wilderness canoe trips in the Adirondacks in Canada. For personal pleasure, I'm an avid biker, hiker, skier, and I enjoy a good walk. That's probably the extent of my, you know, I'm outside a decent amount. All the time that I'm not inside, I'm outside. So, yeah.
Lovely. How long have you lived in Vermont?
I've lived in Vermont for the first 18 years of my life, and then I go to college in Middletown, Connecticut. I still live in Vermont. I'm a college student, but, you know, remains to be seen what the future will hold. But 18 to 20 years, yeah.
What town do you live in?
I live in Charlotte, Vermont.
What year were you born in?
I was born in the year 2000.
What is your gender?
Oof. That's a tough one. male.
What is your boy. Ethnicity?
White.
You're done. Thanks so much for your story and for your time.